Coach, congratulations on the victory. You knew this could be a big challenge coming in. Ray had been a pretty explosive offense. They showed it at times here tonight. But second half, your team dominated, especially on defense, and what a great offensive performance for a second straight game.
Yeah, you know, we'll take the win, and we're pretty happy about the win and our effort and, you know, how hard we played, how hard we hit. offense was really good, you know, but defense got a lot of work to do. But we'll enjoy the weekend and come back and get to work.
And we saw the explosiveness last week, and what a combination it's been so far. Camden Volgamore with Colin McDaniel, they connect the first two times for touchdowns in that first quarter.
Yeah, pretty talented kids, you know. I don't know, Colin, he's just slippery as can be, you know, when he gets out in the open field and hard to tackle. And Cam's throwing, he's having a tough time getting spiraled on a few things, but he's putting it where it needs to be. And, you know, that's something we're just going to work on and get better at. So, you know, but he's, you know, he had one really bad read with the interception. He probably should have just tucked it, ran out of bounds 5 yards, stopped the clock, or threw it to Avery in the flats, get 5 yards. But that's a learning process. And, you know, that's all you got to do is learn from it. And next time we get in that situation, be a little smarter with it.
Yeah, he had 5 passing touchdowns tonight, and all the first 5 scores a game. Coach, I don't know if I would ever seem to believe it. Somebody told me Scott City football would have their 6th touchdown be a rushing touchdown, their first rushing touchdown of the game.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. I mean, I'm over here worrying about the defense giving up 3 touchdowns, and not, I just keep scoring. I don't care how we do it, you know, but you know, he's doing a good job. The kids are doing a good job blocking up front for him. You know, he took a couple hits on a couple of those too, you know, but you know, we have yet to really get him running like we'd like to. You know, may happen that, you know, next week or the week after as we keep playing, but pretty pleased with his play for a first year starter. And he's a really athletic kid and got some great receivers out there. I mean, you know, we haven't seen Griffin Edwards catch the ball at practice very well, and he makes an incredible catch, you know, over the top on that little flat route he ran out there, you know. So it's nice to see, you know, everybody catching the ball and looking good.
Yeah, out of Camden's 10 completions tonight, he hit 6 different receivers. And even in the first quarter alone, and even in the second quarter, he had 6 different players carry the ball.
Yeah, what was his passing?
I had him for 236 for Volgamore tonight.
How many completions?
10 of 13, actually.
We'll take that any night. So, you know, 10 of 13 is pretty impressive. But, you know, defense, we got to get better. But they throw a weird mix at you. You know, they're running unbalanced double tight and, you know, straight up double tight. And then all of a sudden they're in a spread quick 4 set and, you know, trying to find the right personnel for that stuff because you kind of need different ones for different things. So I guess the good thing next week when Millwood comes in, they'll just be spread.
Yes. Well, you know, that it was a good early season test in that regard. You saw a lot of different things. And your teams on defense had to change things on the fly. And I know the second quarter is rough, but that third quarter, you guys made the proper adjustments and your team responded.
Yeah, we brought Brooks Bailey in. He's our backup corner and probably our backup safety, too. You know, we brought him in as the outside linebacker where we were locked up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Caden Cashman was just having a tough time locking up and just some technique things we'll work on and getting better at, you know. But so we brought Brooks in real quick. And then, of course, our concern with Brooks is when they go double tight or unbalanced, you know, he's never been in that situation ever, you know. So just getting him to understand playing tough on the edge, you know, and that's a whole different issue. So, you know, but the guys, they competed well and they adjusted to some things. We had to make a couple adjustments to linebackers trying to spy that quarterback because he was dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, he was a pretty good quarterback, mid-cap a junior there.
Yeah, but what'd you have him rushing for?
I had him around a 78 on 21 carries. But, you know, Meisner, he's a top rusher in Colorado coming in today. You hauled him to 15 yards on 8 carries. Yeah.
We did a pretty good job. And, you know, Baylor jumping in there really helps against the power stuff. When you want to line up and run power at him, he's kind of a big fella in there, and it's hard to move him. And, you know, he kind of made some good plays piling things up, but he also made some tackles when he was getting doubled. So, you know, he makes a huge difference, and no pun intended there. He is a big old kid that got his motor going a little bit.
Well, you go 2-0. You look forward to next Friday night, a homecoming, and then a pretty good team out of 2A in Oklahoma comes to Scott City Millwood. They've got their big rivalry game tomorrow afternoon. So this is going to be a pretty big explosive team coming into town.
Yeah, they're going to be good. I don't know. I mean, the coach says they get a lot of transfers in and out every year. I don't know what they got left. I do know the quarterback's still there. You know, they're going to be tough. We're going to play really well, and we're going to play well in open space and tackle much better than we did tonight in the first quarter, you know. So we got better tackling as it went. But, we got to tackle really well. They're going to have a lot of speed. So, you know, we got a lot of stuff to work on.
Absolutely. But take a great win and a way to crest in the field for varsity tonight.
Yeah, it's a great field. Yeah. It's great to play on. Yeah. You know, the kids love it. We practice on it every day. They just eat it up. They'll eat it up more next week when it's 70s.
Yes, they will. Thanks again for the time, Coach. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, thanks, Adam.